to me that a lot of it's told. And after the kid, we do that, and then we see the kid escape, or we see segments, montage of him escape. That shot of him in the window, black silhouette.
Yeah.
And then the shade coming down to me is all you need to tell him that there's his life. Or
It's almost like American Gothic. I mean, looking at that big house with the shades down.
They had a house, the whole look, we just all seemed there. And we had it, I shot it four different times. I shot it four different sizes. You know, boom, 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 close, all up close. But I said, no, it was distance. I said, man, keep the distance there. So it was this lonely little figure, this poor kid. And then fade down on his life. And the other kids just kind of, you know, you can get enough little portraits like that, and then it kind of, the audience maybe doesn't know exactly why they're thinking something, but it adds up in the long run.
That theme of revenge not being good, that Dirty Harry movie too, I mean, with the Sandra Locke character out for revenge, you know, and Harry is actually finally run into some Avenger who shocks him, kind of. I mean, I see it early in some of the stuff you would do.
Yeah, it goes back. It's all part of the process. Even in the original Dirty Harry, there's that moment where he's the futility of struggling to find this missing girl and finding her, only she's dead. You know,
no,
going through all that is something. It's a little bit of his soul is robbed as that all happens, and he becomes sort of more maniacal.